Welcome in. Today we're doing an advanced Ableton Live drill for drum and bass. Creative limitation exercises from absolute scratch, aimed at a very specific sweet spot. Modern control, vintage tone. The vibe target is, it hits like a clean, current mix, but it feels like it came off older gear. Fake early sampler, DAT, tape, early digital grit without losing punch, without losing sub-stability, and without turning everything into crunchy mush. Before we touch a device, pick one error reference and commit. You only get one. Option 1. Early sampler jungle. That means shorter tails, more mid-bite, less sub-sustain. Option 2. Tape or DAT vibe. That means slightly softened transients, gentle low mid-thickness, darker top. Pick one now, because it changes every decision you'll make in the next 20 minutes. Alright, blank set. Set tempo to 174 BPM. And we're going to treat headroom like a rule, not a suggestion. Leave the master fader at zero. During the drop sketch, you're aiming for about minus 6 dB peak on the master. That gives you room to shape tone without accidental clipping and without that why is everything getting smaller feeling later. Now, here's the big constraint. Exactly 6 tracks. No more. And on each track, max 3 devices. Utility doesn't count, because utility is like the console. It's not processing, it's control. Create these 6 tracks. Drum bus, kick and snare, one-shot layer, break, bass, atmos and texture, FX, that's your contract. Fewer lanes, faster decisions, more identity. Now, break first discipline. In drum and bass, the break is the soul. Your modern layers should serve the break, not replace it. Go to the break track, drop in a classic break, amen style, think style, or a clean modern break that has real movement. Warp it, but do it the smart way. If it's a full loop, avoid complex and complex pro, because that can smear the crack and make the groove feel like it's wearing a sweater. Use beats mode. In beats mode, set preserve to transients. Set transient loop mode to forward. Then set envelope somewhere around 30 to 60. Lower envelope gets you tighter, punchier slices. Higher gets you smoother, but also potentially less bite. You're listening for the snare to stay sharp and the hats to keep their chatter without turning to sand. Now, 3 devices max on this track. Device 1. Drum bus. This is one of your main vintage tone dryers. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Add touch of crunch, like 10 to 25%, but be careful. Crunch is one of those controls that feels great until it suddenly feels cheap. Boom at 0 to 10%, and honestly, I'd rather you do too little boom than too much. Then trim the output so you're not just making it louder. Device 2. Auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. Roll the top down so the cutoff sits around 10 to 14 kHz. That's instant older sampler attitude. Add just a little resonance, like 0.7 to 1.2. Not a whistle, just a tiny bite. Device 3. Redux. Subtle. We're not trying to go full 8-bit unless we mean it as an effect moment. Set bit reduction around 12 to 14, and downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. The goal is a tiny edge, like the break has been through an old box once, not like it's been destroyed. And here is a key rule, you are not allowed to reach for EQ 8 yet to fix the break. You fix the break with better warp settings, better gain staging, and better arrangement choices. This is the drill. Next track, kick and snare one shots. This is where we bring in modern control, but we keep it disciplined. Load a drum rack, one tight, short modern kick, one snappy snare, or a small snare stack if you want, but keep it as one intentional slot. Program a classic two-step, snare on 2 and 4, so 2.1 and 4.1. Kick pattern depends on your style, but a safe start is kick on 1.1 and 1.3. We're not writing the entire drum solo here. We're reinforcing the break. Devices. Keep it simple. Saturator first. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, then trim output back so you're matching level, not fooling yourself. Then drum bus if you need extra snap or density. Drive low, like 2 to 6%. If the snare needs to poke, increase transients by about 5. Then utility for control. And here's a big one. Make sure everything below about 120 Hz is mono. You can do this a few ways, but simplest is, keep the low end centered and don't let any widening sneak in on your drum fundamentals. Now route the break track and the kick slash snare track into the drum bus track. The drum bus is glue and vintage shave. Not a loudness contest. On drum bus, device 1. Blue compressor. Ratio 2:1. Release on auto. Attack is your choice. 1ms is tighter and more clampy. 3ms lets a bit more punch through. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you're slamming 6 dB, you're probably flattening the brake groove you worked so hard for. Device 2. Saturator. Tiny drive, 1 to 3 dB, soft clip-on. You want density, not fuzz. Device 3. Auto filter, optional, but useful. A gentle low-pass at like 18 kHz with a 12 dB slope if you need to shave fizz. Remember, we're doing less shiny, not dull. Quick coaching moment. After every big change, do a 90-second gain staging lap. Pull bus trims until the master peaks where you want. Recheck side chain thresholds later. And confirm the sub-meter isn't creeping upward every time you add something. Advanced projects drift louder over time. This lap stops that. Okay. Bass time. Modern movement. Vintage texture. We'll build a restyle rolling bass that's tight in the sub, gritty in the mids, and controlled in stereo. Use Operator for this. Operator has that older digital character that can feel very period correct without extra plugins. Set a simple algorithm. A straight to output. Oscillator on saw. Corset 1. Fine, just a tiny offset, plus or minus a few cents. To get Reese movement without ang devices, enable oscillator B, also saw. Detune it plus 8 to 15 cents. Keep its level slightly lower than a. Now you have the classic beating motion without turning it into a super saw pad. Write a rolling MIDI pattern. Think in eighth notes, but with syncopation. Shorten some notes into 16th stabs to create forward motion. And leave space for the kick on the downbeats. Silence is groove. If your bass never stops talking, the drums can't breathe. Now bass processing chain. Keep it control first. Three devices staged. First, auto filter high pass 24 dB at about 25 to 35 Hz. This is non-negotiable headroom protection. You don't get points for sub 28 C rumble. Second, saturator, analog clip. Drive about 4 to 10 dB, soft clip on, then output trim down. Third, amp. Yes, amp. Choose blues or rock. Drive around 2 to 5. Keep it dark, keep presence low. This is your vintage mid texture, but it should never destabilize your sub. Now for modern control. We're going to split sub and mid, but you only get one extra rack to do it. Add an audio effect rack on the bass. Inside, make two chains, sub and mid. On the sub chain, put EQ8, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope. Then utility with width set to 0%, mono sub, always. On the mid chain, EQ8 again, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Now, if you want width, you can add a very subtle Kars ensemble, but keep it dark and slow. And watch it, stereo mid bass can be the exact reason your groove collapses in mono. And yes, we are going to mono check, but not just the bass. Put a utility on the master temporarily. Map width to something you can quickly toggle. Listen in mono. If the groove collapses, it's often a break warp artifact or its stereo modulation masking the snare crack. Fix the problem layer by narrowing it. Don't solve mono problems by widening other things. Now sidechain. Add a compressor on the bass track, keyed from the kick slash snare track. Ratio around 3:1. Attack 2 to 10 milliseconds, release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Set threshold so the bass breathes with the drums but doesn't vanish. This is modern control in one move. Next, Atmos and texture. One layer only. The goal is old room, new mix. This is not a pad festival. Grab a field recording, noise, or a long simple pad. Three devices. Vinyl distortion first. Tracing model around 2 to 5, pinch 1 to 3, drive maybe 0.5 to 2. You want personality at low level, then echo, dotted eighth or quarter time, feedback 10 to 25%, filter it dark, low pass around 4 to 8 kHz, you want space, but you don't want shiny delays competing with hats, then auto filter, slowly automate the cutoff over 16 bars so the texture evolves, keep this whole track quiet, it's air not the track, pro move, you can make noise feel like it follows the music instead of just sitting there, if you want. Put auto pan on the noise with phase at 0 degrees so it becomes amplitude modulation. Then automate amount so it's lower in the intro and slightly higher in the drop. Now it feels like machine behavior, not a static layer. Next, effects track. Minimal but functional. One riser and one impact max. You can make a noise riser with operator noise or a sample. Automate auto filter high pass rising into the drop. Add a short, dark reverb if you need it. And if you catch yourself layering 5 transitions, freeze or print it. In this drill, printing is a limitation tool, not just a CPU trick. Now arrangement. We're doing 16 to 32 bars that actually feel like drum and bass. Here's a reliable structure. Bars 1 through 8 or 9. Intro tease. Filter the break down to like 6 to 10 kHz. Don't bring full sub yet. Either use only the mid-bass chain or filter the bass, so it hints at the rhythm without the full weight. Keep atmos low. Add one tiny sweep. Bars 9 through 25. Drop A. Full drums and full bass. And now, the big realism tip. Variation is editing, not new layers. Every 4 bars, do one small variation. Remove a kick on one beat. Twitch one bass note. Add one quiet crash or ride hit. Tiny moves, but consistent. Bars 25 through 33. Drop B variation. One drum fill in the last bar. And a bass rhythm change, not a new sound. Same patch, new phrase. This keeps your identity consistent and your workflow fast. Now some advanced variation ideas you can sprinkle in. But remember, contrast budgeting. In this sketch, choose only 2 elements that are allowed to noticeably change. For example, bass rhythm changes and break edits. Everything else stays stable so it feels intentional instead of busy. Try micro swing without groove pool. Nudge only 1 or 2 break slices. Maybe the ghost snare a few milliseconds late, while the main snare stays locked. That gives human roll without making the kit feel drunk. And try damage events. Once every 8 bars, one ugly moment on purpose, then recover. One beat of heavier downsampling. A tiny stop or retrigger. A filtered snare flam. Just one moment. That makes it feel performed instead of looped. Also, you can do a 2-stage sidechain feel. Normal sidechain on bass, plus a very light sidechain on the atmos keyed from the snare only, like 1 to 2 dB. That clears space for the snare without needing to crank the snare volume. Now the finishing pass, vintage tone without killing punch. This is where people ruin it. The goal is bandwidth limitation plus gentle harmonics, while keeping transients alive. On the drum bus, or on a Promaster group if you're using one, do a check. Roll a bit of top if it's too shiny, but do not make it dull. Add a tiny bit of saturation for density. And if you use glue compression here, keep it light, like 1 to 2 dB gain reduction. Avoid huge limiter gain. You're not trying to win loudness here. You're trying to lock the groove and preserve the crack. Let's call out common mistakes so you can catch them fast. Overwarping breaks, especially with complex modes, smears the crack. Use beats, manage envelope. Too much bit reduction sounds cheap instead of vintage. Subtle redux is the move. Stereo sub sounds huge on headphones and weak everywhere else. Mono below about 120 Hz. Device stacking for vibes. 8 saturators is not character. This audio version is shortened for playback.